This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. A huge and developing state and national story revolves around the federal government's shutdown and the loss of funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Now, Sean, Friday morning, Oklahoma Democratic lawmakers again called for a special legislative session to address the issue.
House Minority Leader Cindy Munson and Senate Minority Leader Julia Kirk asked that the legislature meet in special session to consider providing temporary relief to the more than 684,000 Oklahomans who are losing their SNAP benefits. Kurt said there is more than $115 million in cash that could be utilized by the legislature, or Governor Stitt and the legislature could declare an emergency to access up to one quarter of the $1.4 billion in the state's rainy day fund. But in either case, the legislature would have to meet in that special session to appropriate the money. Munson said Friday, Oklahomans don't have the luxury to wait.
Governor Stitt has also proposed a possible solution. What does he want to see done?
Governor Stitt said Wednesday the U.S. Senate needs to pass the continuing resolution that would fund government and reopen the federal government. Stitt said simply, Congress needs to act. In the meantime, he is encouraging those who may need food assistance to reach out to local food pantries, churches, and other social service organizations. And he has asked that those who can afford to do so to donate their money and their time to assist those organizations that are helping fellow Oklahomans.
282 new laws go into effect Saturday. What stands out to you about them?
Well, you know, I usually note when bill filing ends that there's something for everyone, and that's the case here too. This is the largest group of bills passed this year to take effect on a single day. Around 84% of the bills are becoming law. What else is interesting is that Stitt signed only 82 of those bills that take effect on Saturday. Nearly twice as many, 162, become law absent his signature. Now, a bill becomes law, as we've talked about before, without the governor's signature after passing both chambers, but when the governor takes no action within 5 days, excluding Sundays, while the legislature is in session. The remaining 36 bills originally were vetoed by Stitt. So that means 198 of that 280, 71%, are becoming law without the governor's signature.
That's a big number. The Highway Patrol and Oklahoma Department of Transportation are cleaning up homeless encampments and picking up trash from state property in Oklahoma City. This follows the same thing happening in Tulsa through what Governor Stitt calls Operation Safe. Stitt calls this program a success, but it's not been without criticism.
That's right. In Tulsa, the program was criticized because it did not work with local social service organizations in advance. In Oklahoma City, state officials are working with the Key to Home Partnership, a public-private partnership that provides services to homeless individuals and helps them find permanent housing. And the program that Key to Home operates is very similar to what the state is doing. They help those in encampments find homes, and then they close the encampments and make sure that they're not rehabilitated.
Two lawmakers have requested a state attorney general's opinion about the meaning of a new law regarding performances in public places and where children might be present. Attorney General Gentner Drummond's office has already issued an opinion regarding interpretation of this law. So what are the legislators now seeking in this request?
Representative Kevin West and Senator Dave Bullard are the authors of House Bill 1217, which prohibits obscene performances in public spaces where children might be present. And there are a couple of key provisions to their request. First, whether it is accurate to interpret the bill as being enacted primarily to prevent exposure to obscene material. And second, whether the Attorney General can offer guidance to municipalities on how to implement and enforce the law. Drummond's earlier opinion focused on the law's criminal enforcement, not really its local implementation, about which Moore and Bullard are now inquiring.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.